This morning we received the news of the passing on of Brother Farid Musa. Brother Farid Musa had been in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on the SAHUK mission, and SAHUK has sent their condolences to the family. We welcome to the program the President of SAHUK, Shaheen Yusuf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti, and to the listeners of Radio Islam from Makkah al-Mukarrama. Indeed, a somber day, a very, very sad day indeed for our Hajj mission. But Allah is the best of planners and Allah knows best, inshallah.
Yes, indeed. Our condolences to the family. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant them sabrun jameel. Perhaps you could begin by sharing with us the circumstances and, some details in terms of the events over the last few days and the participation of Brother Marhum Farid Musa.
Yes, alhamdulillah, since the advent of the team in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the flow of Hujjaj had started, coming through Jeddah and Medina airports, certainly had made, a great impact on the numbers of South Africans, whilst other Western countries were still reeling in terms of this new system that they were working on. But alhamdulillah, Farid was the coordinator, Marhum Farid was the coordinator of the Jeddah team, and his responsibility was at the airport in Jeddah to ensure that any arriving passengers with connecting flights or connecting via train or via bus were seen to, and that there was no issues with the pilgrims at that particular station or that particular arrival point, alhamdulillah. So all things being equal, he and his team did a very, very good job, alhamdulillah. They also participated in the last few days, over the last weekend, with the arrival of buses coming through from Medina to Makkah, alhamdulillah, and were very, very welcoming to the pilgrims. Pilgrims were very, very pleased. In fact, there was a pilgrim, a couple that landed at Jeddah, who indicated that Farid actually smiled at them and said to them, "Don't worry if you're overweight. Share with us your excess baggage, and we will keep it for you in Azizia until you return from Medina, so that you don't have to pay going from Jeddah to Medina." Alhamdulillah. So this was the quality of the person. The person was dedicated, a stalwart in terms of the mission, together with his team, together with the full SAHUK team, alhamdulillah, a family that was created. And, his participation is going to be missed, especially in the 5 days of Hajj, where he was basically in control or in charge of the, splitting of the camps and the sorting of the tents, for the various operators, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Perhaps you could give us, some history as to how he joined SAHUK and his participation with SAHUK over the years.
Well, alhamdulillah, as you know, we publicly put out, requisition for people to join the SAHUK Hajj mission team. Farid joined many years ago, alhamdulillah, and has been a very, very strong pillar of this team and contributed towards this team and the success of the team in Jeddah, in Azizia, as well as in the Mashayir, alhamdulillah. So, his shoes are going to be very big to be filled, but alhamdulillah, I do believe that we have the capabilities, among the team that will be able to do so. He's taught many of his colleagues quite well, and as a result of which, there will be continuity, inshallah. The void will definitely be filled, especially, after his passing in the early hours of this morning, inshallah.
Yes, are there any details you could share with us about his last moments?
Mufti, at 10 o'clock last night, I dropped some of our nurses at the Azizia accommodation to start with the preparation for our clinic, because the movement to Azizia starts this weekend. And alhamdulillah, we sat and had a very, very good discussion at about 10 o'clock last night. And you better than anybody would be able to guide us and tell us how short life is, at 25 to 1 this morning, 25 past 12 this morning, I got a call saying that, he's battling to breathe. And alhamdulillah, we rushed over with our doctors. Our nurses were trying to reach us, but Allah is the best of planners, and Allah had better plans for him, alhamdulillah. On the 16th of June was his birthday, his 62nd birthday, and alhamdulillah, he spent the majority of his time on that day in the Haram of Medina, making ibadat and conveying salams to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he completed his Khatam al-Quran on that day in the Haram of Madinatul Munawwara. So alhamdulillah. It certainly shows the caliber and the quality of the person that we were dealing with, that we are dealing with. We are currently at the ghusl facility now, and we are about to conduct the ghusl of our beloved brother prior to him going to the haram, where janazah salah will be performed after the dhuhr salah, inshallah.
And then in terms of burial, is there an indication as to what maqbara?
Immediately after that, we will proceed to the Saraya Maqbara, and that's where burial will take place, inshallah.
Inshallah. Shukran Jazilan for giving us the update, and inshallah, we look forward to further updates from yourself and the team, inshallah. Barakallah feekum. May Allah make it easy. May Allah guide one and all and grant sabr and jameel under these circumstances.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan, Mufti Sahib, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners, and most importantly, condolences to the family and extended family of Marhum Farid Musa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Shaheen Isab speaking to us from Makkatul Mukarramah. We've received the sad news this morning of the passing on of brother Farid Musa, and the burial arrangements are being made at the moment. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant the family sabrun jameel.